Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, Inna Allaha wakkala bi qabri malakan. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel to my grave. أَعْطَاهُ أَسْمَاعَ الْخَلَائِقِ, who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creature. Allah, Allah, Allah. فَلَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِإِسْمِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hence whoever recites salat upon me until the day of judgment, إلا أبلغني بإسمه وإسم أبيه هذا فلان ابن فلان قد صلى عليك. Hence whoever recites salat upon me until the day of judgment, he, means the angel, presents to me that person's name along with his father's name and says, so and so has recited salat upon you this time. Allah subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of these lovely series, alhamdulillah, known as The Purpose of Creation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Previously we discussed what is our purpose of creation, and undoubtedly that is the ibadat, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we further went and elaborated that how to develop, how to instill the passion, the jazbah, the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It was a very beautiful topic which we discussed. And today we are back with another beautiful topic related to this purpose of creation, the purpose and the maqsad, the reason of our creation. And today's topic will inshallah be worshipping in a young age. Means the virtues, the excellences of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in youth, when you are young. A very important topic for those that are viewing and listening to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah, especially the youngsters. My speech or my words are directly to you, and today's topic is also dedicated to you. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful excellence of Durood Sharif we learned, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that Allah Ta'ala has appointed an angel to my grave who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creature. So when any ummati recites salat, he presents that salat in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, so and so person has presented salam, so and so, son of so and so, subhanallah, subhanallah, you know, has recited salat upon you. How fortunate this is. That, let's take an example of today's day, of today's time and age, that if, you know, we do any action, or we are doing something and our name is mentioned, let's say in front of the prime minister or the president, immediately we start feeling happy. You know, my name was mentioned by him. Or if there's a great scholar, a great alimideen, a murshid, and you know, our name was mentioned in front of him, that so and so did this, Zayd did this, Amr did this, Bakr did that. We feel so happy that our name was mentioned in front of Hazrat, our name was mentioned in front of so and so person. What great, you know, excellence this is. Your name is being mentioned in front of the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of the entire creation, Allah, Allah. And not only that, your name, your father's name is also mentioned, so and so, son of so and so. How, you know, fortunate is that, that your blessed name, your father's name is being mentioned in the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, Allah. With this intention, with this desire, with this passion, a person may recite salat, million times upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and still his heart will not be satisfied, because he wants that every time his name must be mentioned in the exalted and blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we did discuss what is our topic for today. But inshallah, before we move towards our topic, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions such as, when I hear the name of Allah, I will say jalla jalaluhu, jalla shanuhu. I will say ta'ala, azza wa jalla. I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the Anbiya, I will say alayhi salam. When I hear the name of the Sahaba ikram, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When I hear the name of the awliya izam, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Inshallah, whatever I learn, I will first of all, inshallah, try to instill it in my life and lifestyle, and then I will pass the message on to others as well, inshallah. As we all are the muballighin of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all are the preachers of the deen, as my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us and said, ballighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf, even if it is one ayah. So our duty, our responsibility is to convey on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully it is mentioned on page number 320 of the book Hikayati or Nasihati, that a saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, I saw a young man in a jungle far away from people and far away from the populated areas. He was busy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seclusion, in a very remote place, far away from everyone. So I made salam to him and he replied to my salam. I then asked him, oh young man, why are you here at such a deserted place where you have no helper nor you have any companion? What are you doing here? Why are you here? So he replied, why not? By Allah azza wa jal, I do have a helper as well as a companion. I have a helper and a companion. So I asked, where is your helper and companion? He replied, he has superiority over me with his dignity. He is with me with his knowledge. He is in front of me with his guidance. And his blessing and dignity are on my right and left. Allah, when I heard this, I humbly asked, will you allow me to have your company? He said, your company will make me heedless of worship. And I do not like this, because the king of the earth from the east to west is sufficient for me. I asked, do you not feel nervous in this place? He replied, one whose friend is Allah Azza wa Jal, how will he be nervous? I asked, where do you eat from? He replied, when I was unborn yet, he Azza wa Jal provided me with food even inside the womb of my mother through his divine blessings. And now that I have grown up, will he not provide me sustenance? Will he not provide for me rizq? He has a fixed amount of sustenance for me, and its time is also written. I then requested him to make dua. So he made dua for me in the following manner. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect your eyes from his disobedience. Fill your heart with his fear and not make you amongst those who become heedless of worship after being occupied with other than him. Thereafter, when he stood up to leave, I went to him and humbly asked, oh my brother, when will we meet again? He said smilingly, Allah, I will not meet you in this world after today. However, on a day of judgment, when all the people will be gathered, if you would want to meet me, then you could find me amongst those who will have didare ilahi. Subhanallah. I asked, how do you know about this? So he replied, by his dignity, I have learned it through him, because I have prevented my eyes from looking at haram things and my nafs from satisfying the desires and adopted seclusion in the dark nights for his worship. I am hopeful that he will be pleased with me, and in return of this, he will let me have his sight. That young man then disappeared and I never met him again. Allah, Allah, Allah. this youngster, look at this young man. He wasn't a very elderly person. He wasn't someone who was known to everyone. He wasn't someone who went with pomp and glory in front of everyone and said, look, I am so-and-so Hazrat, I am so-and-so this, I did this, this, this. No, he went first of all in seclusion, somewhere where no one can see him, somewhere where he is alone in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No disturbance, no worries, no tension, no problem, no thinking of this world, no thoughts of this world, nothing. And there he went and worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, so first of all, there is no pomp and glory, there's no fame, there's no desire for fame, there's no hubbe jah, there's no love for this world. And secondly, it was a young person. Look at the rank, the stage, the maqam he reached. Allah, Allah, Allah. That undoubtedly he had reached that stage where he became a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This incident contains many lessons for us. And one of those lessons is this young age, this youth. Now when you are young, now is the time to do many things. Tomorrow, once you become old, once you start becoming elderly, once you start growing, then it's not possible for you to do many things. Why? Because then you become weak, then you become, you know, feeble, then you become, you don't have that jazbah, that enthusiasm, that power as you have when you are young. Previously we learned in the various ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, value five things before five. So we need to value this time which we have now. Now we are healthy, now we are young, now we are strong. We need to value it. Tomorrow we won't be healthy, tomorrow we won't be young, tomorrow we won't be strong. And then what are we going to do? Then we're going to turn back and look at these days and think that, you know, if only I would have done so and so ibad. If only I would have done that action. If only I would have done that. But then it's going to be too late. Riyazat ke yahi din hai. Burhape mein kaha himmat. Jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo. Abhi nuri jama tum ho. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has mentioned, he says, health, youth, wealth, and life should not be wasted. Perform good deeds when you have these things, as these blessings are not given again and again. No. He further says that after wasting one's youth in unproductive entertainments, when parts of the body become useless in the old age, having a desire for abundant worship is foolishness. Now it's foolishness. I mean, you wasted everything and now you have the desire. Now to perform nawafil, now to do this. You're not going to have the power. Your body won't support you. That time when you had the ability, you wasted your time. Now when you don't have the ability, now there's no chance. Furthermore, he says, whatever act you want to perform, do so in your youth, because a young righteous person has a great elevated status. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Again, I will read this shayr. Riyazat ke yahi din hai. Burhape mein kaha himmat. Jo kuch karna hai. Abhi kar lo. Abhi nuri jawa tum ho. Whatever you want to do, do it now. Now you are young. Now you are healthy. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. My dear Islamic brothers, this young age which we have, no? It is one of the greatest bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this blessing, the amount of blessings Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us are also, you know, something which we cannot imagine. Unfortunate are those people who waste this young age of theirs. Unfortunate are those people who, you know, pass these days, you know, whilst doing nothing. A very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, on the day of judgment, a person will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. Number one, in which activities was the life spent? Number two, in which activities was the youth spent? Number three, from where was the wealth earned? Number four, where was it spent? And number five, to what extent did you act upon your knowledge? These five questions will be asked. How did you spend your youth? One is, how did you spend your life? And in which activities was the youth spent? Because this is your prime age. This is your peak time. In this time, the blood is hot. The body is hot. Everything, you know, you have an excitement. You have desires. You have wish. You have lots of things in your mind and heart. And it is this age where a person does every filthy thing. And it is this age where a person does every sort of sin. In this age, a person wants to do every sort of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one question will be dedicated only to this young age, that how did you spend this youth of yours? What did you do? When it was time for salah, were you performing salah? Were you sleeping at your bed? Were you performing salah? Were you partying outside with your friends? When it was time to keep fast, did you observe the fast? Or did you make an excuse and go and have party with your friends, go and have lunch, go and have this and that? When it was time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or you wasted this time, the nights of Ramadan came, did you do something to lift yourself, to have that spiritual upliftment? Or did you waste those days of Ramadan? What did you do in this young age? Did you try to stop yourself from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you let your nafs take control over you and went towards disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going against the laws and the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul? So one question will be dedicated to this specific department, that how did you spend your youth? My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says a person will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about this. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to move? What answers are you going to give? That I wasted my time, I did every sort of nonsense activity, I did every sort of filthy thing. Very, very, very unfortunate is that person who wastes his youth. And when he reaches an old age, and then he desires and thinks that, you know, if only I would have changed myself when I was a youngster. A very beautiful narration that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned: a young man performing worship in his youth has superiority over an old man worshipping in the old age, in the same way as Mursaleen alayhi musallam have over all the Anbiya. So my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the same way as Mursaleen, the Rusuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have a status over the Anbiya, likewise a young man performing worship in youth has superiority over an old man worshipping in the old age. Another beautiful saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a young man who gives up the pleasure and luxuries of the world and advances towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his youth, then Allah azza wa jal will grant him the reward equivalent to 72 siddiqeen. Allah, Allah, Allah. Likewise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal loves most that beautiful young man amongst his creation who spent his youth and beauty in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking pride in him in front of the angels. Allah Azza wa Jal says, he is my real bondsman. Subhanallah. He is my real bondman. Ye hai mera banda. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How fortunate is that personality? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is my bondman, this is my banda, this is my slave. All of us desire that, you know, we should call ourselves Abdullah, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how lovely is this when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is my banda, this is my slave, this is my servant, this is my bondman. What a status you have, what a rank you have, what do you have to do? The words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you spend your youth in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that person. He loves that person because he is leaving all his desires, all his luxuries, all his khayshat, all his filthy things one side, and he is going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves that person. Likewise, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah azza wa jal loves such a young person who has devoted his youth in obeying the Almighty. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Muhabbat mein apni guma ya ilahi, napao mein apna pata ya ilahi, tu apni wilayat ki khairat de de. Tu apni wilayat ki khairat de de, mere ghaus ka vaasta ya ilahi. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these ahadith gave you some beautiful points, that this young age of yours is a time where you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to turn towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to start changing your life and lifestyle, you need to start changing your etiquettes, your manners. Yes, it is something very difficult. Believe me, it is very, 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 very difficult to do that in this age. When you are elderly, it's nothing difficult, but in this age, it's very difficult. The only way a person can do that, if in his heart he is pumping with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he has this mindset that I love my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so I am going to follow the footsteps, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then only a person will make his mind, and then he will start changing himself. Believe me, you, it's only the first few days which matter. Whenever you have an intention of doing something good, do it for 40 days. Inshallah, you will see the help will come from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want a habit of performing salah? Perform salah for 40 days. Ulama ikram and sufiya ikram say, after the 40th day, this person, let alone him leaving salah is not going to leave him. It will become his habit of performing salah now. You want to stop lying? Stop lying for 40 days. After 40 days, automatically you won't even like lying anymore. You want to stop backbiting? Stop backbiting for 40 days. After the 40th day, now you're no more going to backbite. So it's just the beginning. Everything is like that. Whenever you want to leave something, it's difficult in the beginning. Let's say an example for you all to understand. Let's say you lived in an area for 15, 20, 25 years. Okay, and now it's time for you to leave. Maybe you have to go for some work, you have to go for anything. When you leave, you know, the first few days you'll feel like crying, you'll feel sad. Your family is there, maybe your parents are there, your siblings, your children, whatever the case is. So you miss home, you know, you have that feeling. But 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, after 1-2 months, slowly, slowly it starts moving away. That desire, that inclination. Then you get busy with your work, with your matters, with your different, affairs, whatever it is, and then there comes a time where you hardly even think about that. Yes, you do have the desire, you do have the wish, but you hardly even go towards it. Your mind is no more there because you have busied yourself in these forms of in these different activities. So likewise, I'm trying to say that this is how it is. You have bad habits, you have wrong actions, you have filthy things. Slowly you start. It takes time. 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, 4 days. You fall and you rise, you fall, you rise. You know, someone once very beautifully said, the excellence is not in never falling. The excellence is not in never falling, but in rising every time you fall. Yes, you will fall. This is how human beings are. You stand up, you fall. You stand up, you fall. You stand up, you fall. But every time you must stand up and say, no, I'm going to go back. There will come a time where the special help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and descend upon you. And then you will see that inshallah, everything will become easy for you. When a baby starts walking, a baby doesn't just start running. No, he stands up, he falls. He stands up, he falls. He stands up, he falls. But the baby doesn't give up that, no, I'm not going to stand. No, he still pushes himself. He'll first crawl, then he'll stand and fall. And somehow he'll hold something and walk. And then you will find that one day, the same small baby, he'll start running around. Subhanallah. So this is how beautiful the system is. In initial days, it will be very difficult for you to leave your bad habits, to leave everything. But slowly, slowly, as the car starts moving, inshallah, you will see that you will start reaching your destination. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the proper, you know, jazba and the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time. And most specifically in this young age of ours. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned Sayyidina Ibn Umar, Sayyidina Ubaid bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and I. Three of us, we went to Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma humbly asked, tell us something about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that would astonish us. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha started weeping and said, one night the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and said, allow me to worship my Rabb Azza wa Jal. I humbly said, I prefer your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than my desire. Allah, I mean, who would want to move away from the blessed body of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, move away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But look at the words of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, our beloved mother. She says, I prefer your closeness to Allah more than my desire. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in a corner of the house and started weeping. Then, having performed wudu properly, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started reciting the Holy Quran. She further says, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started weeping again until the tears came out of his blessed eyes, fell onto the ground. In the meanwhile, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu arrived. Seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, Hazrat Bilal humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed for you? What has made you weep? What has made you cry? Whereas Allah will forgive the sins of the people of the past and the future for your sake. Ya Rasulullah, you are crying. Whereas you are such a great personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven the sins of the past and the future people just for your sake, Ya Rasulullah. That's how blessed you are. That's how excellent and mubarak you are. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not be a thankful person? Should I not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at the words of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the excellence of the desire which my Nabi had for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Unfortunately, we have come towards the conclusion of today's episode. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will discuss more about the same topic, inshallah. And some more beautiful points will be discussed. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts and mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Be happy, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.